And as soon as I finish praying, she can start. Let me go back up here and get Reverend Denise and take her off mute. Okay. So, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning so grateful for this opportunity, Lord God, to be among the saints this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus. Lord, it is day one of Passion Week. And Lord, we desire to learn more about Jesus during this week. So Lord, please speak to our hearts this morning. Speak to our minds and our spirits this morning, Lord God, that we might hear a word from you. And Lord, I pray that you would bless Reverend Denise Brown. She is a wonderful, spirit-filled woman. And Lord, we pray that you would bless her this morning, anoint the word she will speak, and we will be listening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Georgia, for inviting me to share this morning as we commemorate Holy Week, Passion Week, Jesus's journey into Jerusalem leading up to his crucifixion, his burial, and his resurrection. And guess what? He did all of that for me. And he did all of that for you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When Pastor Georgia gave me the scripture passage in the book of Mark for this morning, I immediately heard the subject for this morning in my spirit. Flipping tables. Have you ever been so angry that you wanted to flip some tables? A friend told me yesterday that now the young people call it crashing out. It means becoming overwhelmed by strong emotions, often leading to impulsive or destructive behavior. Let's look at God's word. Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 19 say, when they arrived back in Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people buying and selling animals for sacrifices. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves, and he stopped everyone from using the temple as a marketplace. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, my temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have turned it into a den of thieves." When the leading priests and teachers of religious law heard what Jesus had done, they began planning how to kill him. But they were afraid of him because the people were so amazed at his teaching. That evening, Jesus and the disciples left the city. Now, I want you to focus on this part of the text. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. In other words, Jesus was flipping tables. Jesus was crashing out. Jesus was angry. If you look at the verses leading up to what I will call the temple table flipping episode, here again, Jesus was crashing out. Let's look at Mark 11, verses 12 through 14. The next morning, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. He noticed a fig tree in full leaf a little way off. So he went over to see if he could find any figs. But there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for fruit. Then Jesus said to the tree, "May no one ever eat your fruit again." And the disciples heard him say it. Now, when Jesus and the disciples left the temple after he flipped the tables, they left the city. Verse 20 in that same chapter says, "The next morning, as they passed by the fig tree he had cursed, the disciples noticed it had withered from the roots up. Peter remembered what Jesus had said to the tree on the previous day and exclaimed, "Look, Rabbi, the fig tree you cursed has withered and died." Jesus crashed out. He had destroyed the fig tree with his words. Is it okay to get angry? Is it okay to crash out? Society tells us that getting angry is wrong. Society also tells us to suppress our emotions. But wait, Jesus was emotional. Cursing fig trees, flipping tables, crying over Jerusalem, stressed out in the Garden of Gethsemane, disappointed in Peter, James, and John when they didn't wait up and pray with him, all in his humanity and his deity. We all feel emotions, fear, shame, sadness, grief, panic, loneliness, and even anger. It is all part of the human experience. It's okay to feel your feelings. They are a part of God, how God made us. Experiencing anger is not the problem. It's how we respond to the anger that makes a difference. It also depends on what we're angry about. I think that it's interesting that this Holy Week is also called Passion Week. Sometimes our passion can be labeled anger. I believe that Jesus was passionate. And I challenge you in your private Bible study time to look at scripture that speaks of Jesus being passionate, emotional, or even angry. He definitely was angry when he was talking to or about the Pharisees. Jesus displayed righteous anger. What are we angry about in this season? What are we passionate about in this moment? We're living in a world where kingdom principles are not being followed or even respected. What about the kingdom principle of taking care of the least of these? What about the kingdom principle of loving your neighbor? These are principles that Jesus was passionate about. Are we passionate about them too? Are we angry about the fact that our government has adopted a dispassionate, cold attitude about caring for those less fortunate? Or have we become desensitized, disconnected, and unfeeling? In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, Jesus speaks to this in the message to the church in Laodicea. He says in verse 15, "I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." Are we lukewarm in this season? I don't know about you, but I don't want the Lord to spit me out of his mouth for not having passion or righteous anger. So, when should we be angry? And what should we be angry about? I submit to you that we should be angry about what Jesus is angry about. We should have righteous indignation about what is happening in our society. But righteous anger without action is worthless. We have to decide what we will commit to. What action will we take to live out our assignment as the church, the city on the hill, the light in this dark world? Brothers and sisters, we cannot afford to sit this one out. Now, should we be flipping tables and cursing fig trees? Maybe or maybe not. But we can all pray about what God would have us do in this season, to be his ambassadors in our churches, in our cities, in this nation, and in the world. We can examine ourselves to make sure that we have not become lukewarm. We can't do everything, but we can certainly do something. Let's pray. Father God, show us what you would have us be righteously angry about in this season. Give us passion during this Passion Week to represent you in our neighborhoods, on our jobs, even in our churches, Lord. We don't want to be lukewarm. Revive us, God. Wake us up. We thank you, God, that you thought we were worth saving. So you sent your only son to be the sacrifice for us so that we would be restored to you. And so it is only fitting that we represent you and serve you, that we surrender our lives to you. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Denise. Thank you, Reverend Denise, for that beautiful word. And at this time, we are going to passionately say out loud just the names of the people that we're praying for. And then Reverend Denise is going to close us out with some intercessory prayer. Amen. So right now you're invited to just all at the same time, just lift up the names of those people you're praying for. And as the voices die down, then Reverend Denise will step in with intercessory prayer. Who are you praying for this morning, Lord? Hear those names.
Show us the heart of the Lord, give them the commandments, Lord, to care for the Lord.
Mother May,
pray for Valentine Hill, Reverend Georgia.
All those who are in the hospital, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
For
those in the hospital, for those
in the hospital,
for those in the hospital,
for those in the hospital, for liberating our country.
For
those
in the hospital, for those in the hospital, of who you are in our lives. We know you by so many names. El Elyon, El Shaddai, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha, Yahweh, the faithful God. We thank you, God, that you said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst. And that we should come boldly to your throne of grace, where we would obtain mercy. You also said that we should be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and thanksgiving, make our requests known to you. Lord, I believe in this moment that the Holy Spirit is hovering over us and that we are dwelling right now under an open heaven where we can pull down blessings and miracles in response to our corporate requests. Lord, some of us need comfort because we have lost loved ones and those dear to us. And we know that you can comfort us in our grief in a way that no one else can. And because we are believers, you said that we don't grieve the way the world grieves. But yet, Lord, we grieve. Some of us have lost parents, spouses, siblings, dear friends. So in this moment, Lord, I just ask that you send your Holy Spirit to be a comforter for those that need it. Some of us are in need of healing, God. And especially during this Passion Week where you sent your son to be brutally murdered and beaten on our behalf so that we could obtain healing. You said in your word that by your son's stripes, we are healed. So Lord, we are seeking healing for those that are suffering from chronic illnesses, whether it's cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Lord, we pray for those who are emotionally unwell. We know that we are supposed to have the mind of Christ. But in this fallen world, Lord, we are under attack. We're traumatized. We are despondent. We're suicidal. We're depressed. But God, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to heal us emotionally, Lord. Some of us are in need of a financial blessing. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh.
My provider.
We know that you have never let the righteous be
forsaken. And our financial source is not our jobs, Lord. You are our source.
You are our source.
So when one source dries up, we know that you will provide another. Lord, we pray for our churches, Lord. We pray for revival. We pray that we will not be lukewarm. Let us return to our first love. Let us be the city on the hill, O God. We pray for our government, our local governments, our state. We pray for those in the White House. We pray for the Supreme Court. We pray for Congress. Lord, speak a word in their ears. You said in your word that the king's heart is in your hand. And so we lay it all on the altar before you, O God, in this moment. We pray for those who are suffering from natural disasters, the collapse of the building in the Dominican Republic, the earthquake. Lord, we know that because we exist in a fallen world, we will experience trouble. But you said in your word that we should be of good cheer because you have overcome the world. And Lord, as I close this prayer, I declare in the name of Jesus that we are covered by the blood that your son shed on Calvary on our behalf. We will never know all that was accomplished in that moment. But we do know that you loved us so much and that you felt that we were worth it to send your son to die, be buried, be resurrected on our behalf. We love you, O God. We praise your name. There is no one like you. We are in awe of all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do in our lives. And it's in the name of your son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Denise
Amen.
Brown.
Amen.
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 I just want to say that there are people on this line here from New York, from Atlanta, Georgia, from Michigan, from New Jersey, from California. I mean, just from everywhere. And I'm just so grateful for all of you being on the line this morning. And we will be back tomorrow with Pastor Samuel Thomas. And we'll be back for more about that fig tree. And we'll be here every day, 7 a.m. Everybody is welcome. Men, women, young people, everyone's welcome. So I look forward to seeing you all. And thank you all so much for being on the line. And just shout out to Rev Denise. Thank you, Rev. Amen. Somebody, that was good, wasn't it?
Amen.
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 Amen. Do with your righteous today. Amen.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you all. Take care.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. God bless.